Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. As a wholehearted supporter of local Maryland food and cooking, I not only cherish the food we grow, I truly honor the champions of the Eat Local movement. Chefs like Nancy Longo and Spike Geraghty have been promoting the regional scene for decades, but there is one fellow I would like to single out, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino. He's your friend and mine, Chef John Shields.
Yeah, he's amazing. When I was young, back in 1997, I had opened Corks. We did a dinner with him and did all the recipes from the Chesapeake Bay Cooking, which was published in 1990. I mean, it's, he's been a champion of Chesapeake Bay food for decades.
He cut his teeth in San Francisco about the same time that Alice Waters was founding the Eat Local movement, and he brought that back home to Maryland, where he was born and raised. And he opened up Gertrude's Restaurant, which, of course, features nothing but, you know, the finest Maryland recipes and food. He's just so much fun and a great guy, and I have one of his cookbooks that I just love. It's the one called Coastal Cooking. I was flipping through it the other day, and I found a few recipes, Jerry, that I would love to talk about. The first one is seared scallops with orange, fennel, and polenta. And this is an old favorite of mine, and I think the secret to this dish is cutting up the fennel in nice julienne strips and sautéing that with shallots, garlic, and ginger. Throw a little bit of white wine and orange juice into it. Makes a very nice complimentary sauce. You put a dollop of polenta on a plate, arrange your lightly seared scallops around that, and pour on some of the sautéed fennel with its sauce. It's just fabulous. Really easy, and it's a lot of fun. By the way, I just think fennel is underutilized. I love a salsa that features Maryland's star ingredients, and he has one called crab, corn, and red pepper salad. I think it's vintage John Shields. You're going to dice the pepper, pick over the crab meat, and scrape the kernels off the corn cob. You're going to toss some sliced onion in, some olive oil, sherry vinegar, and some Old Bay, and mix it all together, and you're ready to go. You can put it on a bed of butter lettuce or serve it with tortilla chips as a dip. Very, very easy. As you have pointed out, Jerry, is one of the best states for peaches. And with that in mind, John came up with a pecan peach couscous. That sounds irresistible. Now, you cook up a batch of couscous and finish it by letting it steam itself like you should. Then you cool that down. At the same time, you gently roast up a cup of chopped up pecans and add them with 1 cup of dried peaches, or you can use fresh cut up if you can't find the dried. Then you throw in some parsley, mint, ginger, and orange zest, and you moisten it all with a little lemon juice, fluff it up, and serve. And boy, you've got a great side dish. Really wonderful. Finally, we all wonder what we can do with all those zucchinis we're growing. Well, how about zucchini poppy seed bread? Now, you'll be making an unleavened batter, which will include those poppy seeds along with some lemon zest, brown sugar, and 2 eggs. Take that zucchini you got and grate it vigorously until you have about 2 cups. You really want it to get pretty small. And you gently fold the zucchini into the batter, then fold it into your bread pans. You can bake this at 350 for about 75 minutes. You'll have moist, slightly sweet bread that you'll want to slather with fresh Maryland butter. It doesn't get any better. And, you know, just a big shout out to John. He's such a great guy, and it's been a privilege knowing him all these years.
I agree.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.